Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China and Japan should push forward bilateral exchanges and cooperation in the next stage, as well as in the post-pandemic era. He made remarks on Tuesday during a phone conversation with Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi. He says the two countries need to step up cooperation in containing the coronavirus disease, promoting economic recovery, and safeguarding regional peace and development. Motegi says Japan is willing to keep dialogue with China, promote actively exchanges of personnel, and facilitate cooperation in trade and investment. It adds that Japan supports the acceleration of the signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. The Board of Governors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank have announced that a sixth annual meeting will be held in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, in late October next year. This is the first time the AIIB will convene its annual meeting in the Middle East. The UAE is a founding member of the AIIB, the multilateral bank that's committed to promoting sustainable infrastructure development. AIIB Vice President Danny Alexander says the bank looks forward to continuing to work with the UAE and its investment leaders to increase connectivity and strengthen economies in the Middle East and around the world. The Chinese mission to the European Union says it firmly opposes the EU's moves against the national security legislation for Hong Kong and urged the pan-Europe body to stop meddling in China's internal affairs. Chinese lawmakers on June the 30th voted to adopt a law on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Earlier on Tuesday, the EU set out a package of measures concerning the law, including limiting export of specific sensitive equipment and technologies for end use in Hong Kong. A spokesperson of the Chinese mission to the European Union says the vast majority of Hong Kong residents are of the view that a national security law would better protect their rights and maintain long-term prosperity and stability in the city. The Chinese mainland reported 98 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. They included 89 in Xinjiang Autonomous Region, 8 in Liaoning Province, and 1 in the capital, Beijing. The 10th Beijing International Film Festival is set to run from August the 22nd to 29th. The event was originally scheduled for April, but postponed due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The announcement comes as the epidemic has eased in most parts of China, and movie theaters are gradually reopening in the country's low-risk areas. The European Union's executive arm has agreed to buy a limited supply of the COVID-19 drug remdesivir from U.S. drug maker Gilead to address the short-term needs of European patients. Remdesivir is the only drug so far authorized in the EU for use against COVID-19, European Commission spokeswoman Dana Spinnet.
The Commission's emergency support instrument will finance this contract, which is worth a total of 63 million euros. This will ensure the treatment of approximately 30,000 patients presenting severe COVID-19 symptoms.
Most European countries have passed the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, but a new wave of infections in recent days has pushed some nations to introduce restrictions. Australia has sent defense and emergency medical teams to aged care homes in the city of Melbourne to help contain the country's worst outbreak of the coronavirus. The 1,400 military personnel and 5 emergency teams will help deal with the aged care issues, including contact tracing in Melbourne, capital of Victoria State. Victoria reported 295 new cases on Wednesday and 9 deaths, including 7 in aged care. The state has more than 9,300 cases. The assembly of the world's largest nuclear fusion devices officially started in southern France. The International Thermal Nuclear Experimental Reactor will be the first fusion device to test the integrated technologies and materials necessary for the commercial production of fusion-based electricity. Scientists have been seeking to simulate the process of nuclear fusion, saying it could become a viable and sustainable source of electricity.